8 Ways Artificial Intelligence is Revolutionizing Retail in PC Magazine by Brian T. Horowitz on February 7th. Computer vision cameras, robots, smart shelves, and analytics from machine learning data models are equipping retailers with new tools to attract and retain customers. Artificial intelligence, AI, is making a huge impact on retail as robots are now assisting with inventory checks, monitoring when floors are dirty, and much more, because supermarkets, for example, often have difficulty keeping up with labor staffing challenges. Robots are helping them manage consumer traffic patterns and keep track of price tags. Robots are also delivering business intelligence, BI, on consumer buying behaviors and crowd reaction. Juniper Research predicts retailers will spend $7.3 billion on AI by 2022, compared with approximately $2 billion spent in 2018. Both brick-and-mortar and online retailers are now deploying robots. We are seeing a lot of robotics-based investments come to fruition, especially when you want fast shipping processes, said Pravin Pillai, Global Head of Retail Industry Solutions for Google Cloud. At Retail's Big Show, the National Retail Federation, NRF, conference held last month in New York City, Penza Systems showed off drones that help stores monitor shelf inventory. Nicholas Bertram, president of Giant Food Stores, discussed how the chain will be implementing a Badger Technologies robot named Marty in 500 of its stores. AI will combine with predictive analytics to give retailers data about which products will sell the most and how to personalize the products they offer. Retailers turn to technology to meet customer expectations and deal with tight margins, Google Pillai noted. Retailers use database platforms such as Google BigQuery, free at Google Cloud, and MongoDB Atlas to help them identify top sellers and gain insights on how to replenish inventory. You could capture information about what products are on the shelf or off the shelf and where people are walking through the store, Pillai said. They have lots of data they can capture because of the footprint they have, and that leads to being able to build machine learning, ML, models as well. According to Pillai, product recommendations were a logical first step for AI in retail. We're seeing the amount of forecasting light up with ML powering it, he said, adding how Japanese fashion clothing brand Uniqlo and other retailers are using Google Cloud to construct forecasting models based on consumer demand using ML. Retailers use ML to better predict which products they should carry, he said. Conversational commerce assistants from companies such as research firm Capgemini combine natural language processing, NLP, with ML models to give guidance to customers during the online shopping process, according to Pillai. Here are 8 more cool technologies that are revolutionizing retail. 1. Caper introduces smart shopping cart. Brooklyn, New York-based retail technology vendor Caper has developed a smart self-checkout shopping cart that uses computer vision, sensor fusion, and 3 cameras to automatically ring up items placed in the cart. The first time a product is placed in a cart, customers must scan it so that the cart can learn the product. After that initial scan, the computer vision features take over, and the item can be simply placed in the cart. Caper automatically tallies the price without shoppers downloading an app. When they're done shopping, they can check out by using the credit card readers on the shopping cart. They can use mobile pay or a credit card. Shoppers can then remove their bags and head out. We took one of the most conventional tools, which is a shopping cart, and turned it into a power shopping cart, said Lyndon Gao, co-founder and CEO of Caper. The parts are enabled by sensor fusion and computer vision to directly identify items as they're being tossed into the cart. Smart shopping carts are a way to incorporate the digital technology into brick-and-mortar locations than was previously been found online, Gao noted. We want to bring that digital component of online shopping, that visibility and transparency, into physical stores, he said. The Caper Cart will also soon suggest recipes on the built-in tablet for products placed in the cart. Caper is working on that with some large enterprise retailers whose names it can't disclose yet. Caper has so far deployed its smart shopping cart in 2 stores in New York: All Natural Grocer Food Seller and Company Market and Gala Fresh Farms. Caper plans to deliver its smart shopping carts to 150 stores in 2019. Caper is currently focused on grocery stores, but plans to expand into other types of retail stores and convenience stores. 2. Spoon Guru uses AI to help shoppers with food allergies. Food search and discovery engine Spoon Guru offers a mobile app that uses AI to help allergy sufferers spot the products in a store that contain ingredients compatible with their needs. The app scans digital shelf labels, uses beacons, and integrates with store kiosks. By scanning a barcode, shoppers can learn which foods in a store are safe for them, like whether or not the products are nut-free or gluten-free. The service supports 180 proprietary dietary attributes. We combine nutritional domain expertise with AI and ML to make sense of unstructured data, says Marcus Stripf, co-founder and co-CEO of Spoon Guru. We optimize and augment huge amounts of metadata associated with individual products and recipes and match those against dietary attributes like vegan, gluten-free, low cholesterol, and high fiber. Stripf said he came up with the idea for the company because his wife has several dietary restrictions and was struggling to read food labels in the supermarket. Spoon Guru is available in Tesco supermarkets in the UK, and the company is in discussions to expand the tool to US supermarkets. Our platform enables Tesco's customers to accurately and immediately find every product and recipe across their entire assortment that meets their dietary needs, Stripf said. In addition to the scanning capabilities used in brick-and-mortar stores, Spoon Guru also integrates attribute filters on online sites. 3. Ocado uses Google Cloud ML to handle customer complaints. UK-based online grocer Ocado is using machine learning, ML, powered by the Google Cloud Machine Learning Engine, to increase the speed of analytics from shopping data and boost customer experience. When customers write to Ocado with complaints, Ocado can use an ML model to sort through and categorize incoming messages, Google Cloud's Pillai said. Google says Ocado can respond to emails 4 times faster, a 3.5% increase, by using Google Cloud ML technology. Ocado uses Google's TensorFlow open source software library for ML to gain access to ML algorithms to tag and categorize customer emails. The online grocer can prioritize the emails for response. In addition to ML and analytics, Ocado uses automated robots to help packaging orders for customers. According to Pillai, the robots use AI tech from Google Cloud. They have a robotic setup where these systems operate on a grid and they know the presence of other carts, he said. Ocado is looking to incorporate ML into the robots as part of its automated warehouse to help with recovery from errors and enhance self-testing of the devices. Hisi. The robot points customers in the right direction. Digital kiosks have existed in places like airports, shopping malls, and train stations for years. But now companies such as Hisi Robotics are making them a bit more mobile. The company says mobile kiosks will bring 20 times more interactions than a stationary kiosk. Hisi Robotics is producing 20 Hisi robots per month, according to Jay LaMatrie, co-founder and chief technology officer, CTO, of Hisi Robotics. The company has deployed Hisi, the robot, in retail locations in countries such as Denmark, France, and Germany. In France, you can find Hisi, the robot, in the hypermarket E-Electric. The company plans to expand Hisi, the robot, to the U.S. Hisi, the robot, can scan a customer's loyalty card and show details relevant to that shopper. The company's software then collects data to address a shopping mall's pain point, such as how much time a customer spends in stores. Hisi, the robot, directs customers in the right direction. We have a map of the facility so the robot can give directions to a specific store or special promotions, Lamatrie said. If it's time for lunch, then it will advise a customer to grab some lunch. The ultimate goal of AI products such as Hisi, the robot, is to provide the most relevant data to help customers and retailers, according to Lamatrie. For merchants, that is data on how to sell more products and increase revenue. For consumers, that data is the data retailers gain on what shoppers want. 5. Intel powers cashier-free stores. Amazon is a leading player in the growing trend of cashier-less retail stores and reportedly plans to open 3,000 new cashier-less grocery locations by 2021. Customers can grab the items for which they're looking and leave stores without going to a checkout counter. In another innovative implementation, CloudPick and Intel are collaborating on cashier-less stores in China that incorporated automated door access, cameras, and computer vision to let customers check out without a cashier's help. The tech also includes weighing sensors, an Intel Core i5-8500T processor, and an OpenVINO toolkit, which incorporates Intel deep learning, according to Stacy Schulman, Chief Innovation Officer, CIO, with Intel's Retail Solutions Division. The difference in the type of cashierless store tech could be in the types of sensors used. Some stores might have weight sensors, while others might use Bluetooth Low Energy, BLE. An automation gate keeps the mobile transaction secure. The AI tech from CloudPick is similar to that of self-driving cars, with its combination of computer vision, deep learning, and sensor fusion. In the background, CloudPick's intelligent retailer platform, C-IRP, enables retailers to provide data for optimizing their store layout and increasing store traffic. Staff could still be present to walk around the store and assist customers without the need to handle checkout. 6. AWM Smart Shelf pushes targeted product information. Smart shelves are another technology that could keep customers interested in visiting brick-and-mortar stores. One such product, the AWM Smart Shelf, features LED displays and targeted product information. Cameras gather data on shopper behavior and demographics to personalize the videos it displays. AWM can customize the videos according to age, gender, or ethnicity. The AI components keep track of the shelf availability within a store. AWM Smart Shelves incorporate cashierless checkout using computer vision. The platform senses which products have been removed from the shelves and adds these items to the customer's cart. Shoppers are then charged through their digital wallet. 7. SelectML helps stores predict inventory demands. Lucky Brand is among the retailers turning to ML and advanced analytics to optimize their allocation of merchandise in their stores. Select's prediction and optimization platform makes this possible with its data modeling and prediction database. Powered by AI technology from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. The Select platform helps retailers such as Lucky Brand by pulling data from its customer relationship management, CRM data, and sales transactions. Select is able to predict localized future demand by understanding customer choice. context between products in an assortment and how demand for a product is affected by the greater assortment around it, said John Andrews, CEO of Select. Number 8. Zone 24/7. A Zero robot takes inventory counts in stores. Large department stores are testing a robot called a Zero from Zone 24/7. It features an autonomous sensing system that uses radio frequency identification, RFID, to check shelf inventory. Zone 24/7 says that RFID can help increase the accuracy of inventory counts and improve the ability to locate items within a store. In addition to a store showroom, the Azero robot will be used in warehouses and distribution centers. The Azero robot features 3D, bumper, and sonar sensors, as well as laser rangefinders, help them navigate around a store. As with many devices these days, the Azero robot can be controlled remotely. One can do so by using a cloud-based fleet management system, which helps stores organize maintenance tasks. The Azero robot turns on the Open Source Robot Operating System, ROS, and feeds data into the MySQL Open Source Database System. It also distributes data by using Apache NIFI and uses the Ubuntu Open Source OS.